A Tesla in space, worst traffic ever. Those fries will put hair on your chest and other places, apparently. This is a Wednesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
Well, Jennifer, you heard it called a publicity stunt, a breakthrough, sexy. All words used to describe the SpaceX launch yesterday, which was I thought was amazing. A lot of people, weirdly enough, I saw a lot of people out there on social media complaining about privatized space travel, and that this was such a just a big publicity stunt and him putting his name out there and stuff like that. And
there's a lot of people that just want to not like Elon Musk.
You know what they? True. There were a lot of Elon Musk haters, which I was a little surprised about too. They clearly did not watch those two rockets come and land back on launch pads perfectly.
Yeah.
The other thing apparently crashed into the ocean. So they got two out of three pieces back. It was amazing. It was so cool to see. Also amazing that his roadster with the spaceman in the driver's seat traveling around space right now.
That's beyond awesome.
There's three cameras on it, and the feed kind of just rotates between the cameras. One of them you can see kind of like the point of view of the driver. You can see the dashboard. On the dashboard it says "Don't panic," which I guess is a nod to Hitchhiker's Guide of the from the Galaxy. It's playing. I know I couldn't remember this yesterday, and I feel like an idiot for not being able to remember
it. But you should.
As I should, yeah. But "Space Oddity" by Bowie is the song that's playing on the loop there.
Perfect.
And it is just some of the most amazing sights that you can see. The gist is it's going to take about 6 months to cover a 200 million mile journey that'll ultimately end in Mars's orbit. So it's going to go like around the sun. And then come back and then go and stick in Mars's orbit.
Unbelievable.
And they're saying that all these images and everything that we've been seeing so far, we're going to be able to see, we're going to be able to get all that information, you know?
Right.
So,
I mean, say what you will, publicity stunt, this could change space travel, and we could, who knows what we're going to learn from this?
I know, right? Right? I mean, it's going to be out there. I know. It's so weird. Because you just have the view and you're looking around there and you see Earth and then it's just black. And it's like, what if you come across something? What happens,
Yeah.
Hey, one thing very apparent when you were looking at these pictures from space, you know what isn't there?
What?
Traffic.
Well, since there's only one car now in space.
True. Is there now officially automobile traffic in space?
Yeah, I guess. Safely,
Somebody get the news radio station over here. I want that in the traffic report from now on.
And in Mars. You're cruising at a 200,000 mile, I don't know.
Right? You're currently going 10,000 miles an hour.
Right. Well, Rob, there is a list out of the world's most traffic congested cities. And yes, space, not a city.
not congested.
It's not on that list.
Not a city. Where do you live? Out of space.
Space.
Not even Earth.
Just
space.
A little outside Mars.
Yeah.
Give or take a... I don't know.
A light year.
Yeah. So if you want to take a wild guess at which city is on the very top, and this is the world.
The whole world?
The whole wide world.
I would say, in the U.S., L.A., I think it's got to be the worst.
Ding, ding, ding.
Just because everybody complains about it. Is it in the world?
In the world,
L.A.
Yes.
Got the world title for worst traffic.
And you know what? Not just for, well, this is for 2017, but not just for 2017, but for 6 years.
6 years.
6 years. Yeah, it's up there. We'll have to ask Chris Mezick when you do your new music in movies on Thursday.
Yeah, I'll ask
how
him.
Traffic's going.
Right.
He talks about how nice the weather is, but...
Yeah, he does. He regales us with tales
of
beautiful days. But go drive 5 miles
right.
And talk to me tomorrow.
So a company called INRIX, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, INRIX, it's done a list every year for the last 11 years. LA drivers in 2017 during peak driving hours spent 102 hours in traffic.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah.
USA Today has a whole story on it, with a list of all the cities. Rounding out the top five, there were all in the U.S. New York City, not surprising. San Francisco, Atlanta, and Miami.
All of those cities are busier than any other cities in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Beyond the U.S., Thailand was top.
I just imagine that Thailand or some of the other cities where you just see like it just is a massive congestion and there's bicycles and scooters and cars and trucks piled high with stuff. And
cows. Livestock.
Like that it would just have to be worse. But yeah. No, okay, well done.
Yeah, Thailand, Indonesia, Colombia. And Venezuela.
Oh, all right.
You know, I didn't look at the actual list, but Chicago, I don't see, regardless.
You know what?
I'm surprised. And if cities are worse than
here,
traffic.
I know, right?
But yeah.
Yeah.
We like to drive.
We hate to drive, but we apparently like to sit in traffic. I don't, yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. We all, you know what, though? If you look out there, you know, coming from the north, you know, there's a lot of really nice cars sitting in traffic.
Yeah.
You know? I think we were next to a Porsche today.
How fast can that car go in 0-60?
It looks really cool. So that's why they have to look good. That's why they have to look like they're going fast when they're sitting still.
Yes.
All right.
It's all about the image.
Yeah. And talk about image, hair. Hair is a big deal, right? The everlasting search for the cure for baldness. And it may just be contained in that French fry that you're getting at McDonald's.
The golden arches.
Right? Is there nothing they can't do? Beer and McDonald's, you know? But yeah, a study shows that McDonald's fry oil could contain a cure for baldness. But like Tide Pods, they won't work by eating it.
Yeah. It's like, you know, in true American fashion, people will probably hear this and say, hey, right? I'm just going to eat more fries.
Yeah, not going to happen. This just is, let's see, Japan's Yokohama National University used a chemical found in the fries to grow hair follicles on mice, and apparently it was very effective. It's called dimethyl polysiloxane.
Yeah. Probably something you don't want to put inside your body.
No, well,
which we do, McDonald's fries, but
it's used as an anti-foaming agent in the oil. Used to fry foods, including fries, McNuggets, and fried fish sandwiches. Mm. So
sounds healthy.
Yeah, I guess definitely now that I know about it, probably something I'd rather put on my head than on my in my body. All right, hey, another good hashtag today, because we love our hashtags, and there's been a few good ones recently, and this one is no exception. This is hashtag if the 70s had Twitter. So take us back in time there, Jennifer.
All right. At Hig68, if the 70s had Twitter, right on. Can you dig it?
Nice. Keep on trucking, right?
Right.
At His Grace Aaron says, if the 70s had Twitter, everybody would be tweeting about Star Wars. So it would be exactly the same as it is now.
Yeah, pretty much. Good point. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Right.
At if the 70s had Twitter, Ted Cruz blames staffer for liked Debbie Does Dallas porn tweets.
At Crochetti says, lots of tweeting from a waterbed.
Yeah. That's awesome. Do they even sell waterbeds anymore? Does anyone have a waterbed?
I can remember there used to be like three main waterbed dealers around here. You'd see commercials for them all the time. Peppers.
Right.
Peppers waterbeds. Yeah. great theme song and everything. Yeah.
At Neva Hill 8. Nevaeh.
No, actually, you're the one before that.
Oh, boy. Okay. well, I actually think I missed the
their handle there.
Handle, because all I have is more written on here. Sorry, we're not giving credit to
whoever
tweeted this. But if the 70s had Twitter, we'd be begging Flo not to leave Alice.
Oh, yeah, because things would be different there at Mel's Diner, you know. here's Neva Hill 8. If the 70s said Twitter, there'd be a lot more pubic hair. And you know, I was gonna say even more hair in general, because you know everybody had long.
Yeah, it's the big hair.
It was big hair. Even the guys had. Everybody had long hair in the 70s. So.
They ate a lot of McDonald's French fries in the 70s.
And Here's this last one here. And this guy, I want to say he is probably the most unfun person at the party. Okay. At Joe Sarandrea says, if the Sevens had Twitter, how would they even access it? Home computer? No. Tablet? No. Smartphone? No. Pointless? No. It's like, come on, Joe, play along.
Debbie
Downer. I know, right? Come
on,
man.
I have to boot up my, you know.
I know, right?
Put in my floppy disk and.
Play along, buddy. Come on, you know. Flip my TV computer switch, you know. a couple quick national days. It's National Girl and Women in Sports Day.
Right on.
National Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
Ooh, my favorite. Oh,
it's delicious, delicious. National Periodic Table Day.
Boring.
Science.
Important.
And National Send a Card to a Friend Day.
Nice.
You know, and you know what? Let's combine it with the one of the other days in the month of the National Shower with a Friend Day. You know?
It's noticing a theme here.
Cards. And so, you know, it's all, February's all about friendship, I guess.
Is.
You know. And you know what else is all about friendship, Jennifer?
The Morning Feed. The
Morning Feed, indeed.
Send us a card.
Yeah. Or just subscribe. We love that. You know, you can review us as well, you know, but be kind of nice. You know, it is Friendship Month after all. And but yeah, check us out on Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher. Also on Facebook and Twitter. We are everywhere, so give us a click. We'd love it. And yeah, that's it. This has been a Wednesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.